The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our meditation time together. And I'm offering this week one exercise for each meditation that goes along with the fourth foundation of mindfulness. And so today's the fifth one and the final one. And in this one, I want to give a little bit more introduction for. If I'm walking in the city and I notice my shoes are dirty, I might notice it and say, oh, when I get home, I'll clean them. And that's it. Don't think about it again. Or I might notice my shoes are dirty and immediately start ruminating about this. I'm stuck on this idea and thinking how everyone's judging me as I walk down the city streets because of my dirty shoes, and my value as a human being is dependent on having clean shoes, and I'm in trouble with these dirty shoes. And my mind is stuck on this idea of dirty shoes. But then I go along and I see a window of a shoe store and I see the clean shoes in there, and say, oh, I should buy some of those shoes, and that'd be good. I'll come back and buy some new, fresh shoes. And then walking down thinking about how I'm going to buy these new shoes, and then my mind is stuck on buying these new shoes. And then I start ruminating about how, well, I don't quite have enough money to buy those shoes. They're quite expensive. And then I'm ruminating about that, and I'm stuck on that idea. And then it occurs to me that I'm a Buddhist, and for Dharma's sake, you know, I shouldn't be stuck on thinking about shoes and caught in that web of shoes. And now I'm stuck on the idea that I need to be a Buddhist in a certain way. But then I remember Buddhism, and I say, oh, look at that change. Just in the course of a minute walking down the street, my mind has gone through all these changes. And I was stuck, and then I was stuck, and I was stuck. But the commonality is that I move on to the next stuckness. And some of them only last a few seconds, some of them last for hours, maybe some for decades. But there's a kind of stuckness around these things. In recognizing the change, it's all changing all the time, then there's a different kind of, oh, okay, it's just changing. I don't have to take it that seriously. And isn't it quite something how much my mind goes from one stuck thing to the next? But now that I see it, I can kind of a little bit float above it or away from it or not get pulled into it, sucked into it so strongly. So the last exercise of the Buddha's teachings on mindfulness has a lot to do with seeing change in such a way that we are liberated from being stuck. And so the mind becomes unstuck. And there's something profound about noticing change, both the change in our perceptions of what we perceive, the sensations of our body and sounds around us, whatever it might be, but also the change in what we get stuck on. That, you know, the mind is kind of fleeting. It stays stuck sometimes on one thing, and even if it's one thing that's the primary theme, it jumps around inside that theme to be stuck on different ideas and thoughts. So to recognize change is an antidote for that. So for this meditation, my recommendation is that you recognize change, how things are changing, both in your experience and in what you put your mind on. And if you find yourself stuck on something, involved in distracted thought, remind yourself that things are changing all the time, that you weren't stuck on this some time ago, and you probably won't be stuck in a little while. It might be a theme that reoccurs over and over again, but that doesn't mean that you're stuck every moment. And to recognize that there's change can begin loosening up the ways we're attached and caught. So change. You might just say that word to yourself periodically, change. So assuming a meditation posture and whatever posture you're in, can you adjust it so that there's a little bit more energy in the posture? Just adjust it so that the spine is a little bit straighter, or the chest is allowed to come out. Even if you're laying down in a bed, you can sometimes move it so your shoulder blades go down the back a little bit, and the chest maybe comes up a little bit. And so there's more space in the chest to breathe. And lower your gaze about 45 degrees to the floor, or whatever 45 degrees is to straight ahead. And relax your eyes, your gaze. And then gently close your eyes if that's comfortable. And then taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And as we do so, we are attuning ourselves to experiences that are changing. The changing sensations of breathing. Changing sensations in the body with the breathing. Breathing in deeply. And exhaling on the exhale. Relaxing on the exhale. Taking a deep breath and relaxing. And then letting your breathing return to normal. Continue relaxing as you exhale with the normal breath, relaxing the muscles of the face, the shoulders, the belly, and whenever you're able to relax, that's also change. When you move your attention from the face, the shoulders, the belly, that's change. And to make another change now, let your attention center itself in the breathing, where you usually experience breathing. And allow yourself to receive, to experience the body breathing. And as you do so, you're experiencing change, changing sensations of breathing. And if you get involved in your thoughts, chances are it's a little bit of a stuckness there. Stuck on some idea or theme or concern. But appreciate how even our thoughts are fickle and change. And periodically you might just remind yourself there's change. Ever-changing change. And to relax into the changing of the experience. Not just to focus on breathing, but to rest in the changing nature of breathing. The changing nature of everything. that's interrupted when we get stuck on something. And when you're stuck, remind yourself of change. If you're stuck on something now in your thoughts, that's just the current way that change has come to. It'll change again and again. Appreciate change and relax. Let go into the flow of changing nature. When we're not stuck, there's just change. In the course of this meditation, chances are there's been a lot of change in your thoughts, your concerns, your focus, your attention to the body, your breathing. In what way does recognizing change loosen stuckness? And then as we come to the end of the sitting, may we through this practice learn to walk through the world unstuck, not fixated on anything, so we're able to be, so we're ready to respond to the circumstances we find ourselves in. So we're ready to respond with care, kindness, compassion. Ready to respond with clarity, honesty. Ready to respond being self-aware of what's going on inside of us. And ready to respond really sensitive to the people we're with. And through being unstuck, may we live in such a way that we support the welfare and happiness of many people. That maybe that's one of the great tasks of human life, to live for the welfare and happiness of many, including oneself. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings everywhere be free. Which is another way of saying being unstuck.